We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
What's your favorite food? Some might answer macaroni and cheese. Some might say cabbage, chicken, steak, French fries, rice, fish, or vegetables, or many other tasty dishes. What do you have to do in order to arrive at the conclusion that they are your favorite foods? Do you hold them? Do you look at them? Do you spin them around? I don't think doing any of the above assisted you. In order for you to arrive at the conclusion that they are your favorite foods, they must come in contact with your taste buds. In Psalms 34, verses 8 through 10, it is written, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. But those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. You have experiential knowledge that the foods listed above are your favorite foods because you picked them up. You placed them in your mouth and you swallowed them. Oh, taste and see that the macaroni and cheese, the cabbage, the chicken, the steak, and the rice is good. You must have a taste experience with God. It's the experience you have with God that will assist you with concluding He is good. Your taste experience puts you in a position to be blessed because trust is birthed from that experience. You realize for yourself that God is good. Your taste experience causes you to have a reverential fear, a respect for God. Your taste experience will fill the void in your life. As a result, you will not lack any good thing. Those who look strong will lack and suffer hunger. Others who look like they've got it made will lack and suffer hunger. Some who are on top will lack and suffer hunger, but you who seek the Lord will not lack any good thing. Any good thing speaks to whatever you need. If you need good grades, you won't lack. If you need finances, you won't lack. If you need comfort, you will not lack. If you need love, you will not lack. If you need a job, you will not lack. If you need help, hope, health, you will not lack any good thing. There's no want to all who fear the Lord. He is the very present help you and I need. Picture yourself in an intimate relationship with God who created you from the dust of the ground and breathed in your nostrils, giving you life. Try Him today. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement. It's a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.